We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network talking today with the folks at Bayer, and I am talking with Rick Myrup, and we're talking climate field view today. Rick, thanks for taking a few minutes to chat with us.
Dustin, excited to get a chance to chat with you this morning.
So we're talking with Climate Field View, and of course, everything that farmers are doing now is data-driven. It depends on which color tractor you have, sometimes who your inputs are from. There's data being collected everywhere. You got file cabinets basically now in the palm of your hand. Getting all that put together in a way that's useful and can actually make sense of what you've gathered is essential for farmers, isn't it?
You know, we've always been great in ag at collecting data, right? It seems like we've never had a problem with that. It's been the problem of, okay, now that I've collected it, what can I do with it? Because it always was in different systems, or we printed it out and put it in those pretty three-ring binders that sat up on the shelf. But the question is always, what's the implication? What FieldView is able to do is it's able to help farmers to be able to get all that information, no matter what equipment color you're pulling it off of, into one place at one time. You can use our FieldView Drive to do that and stream that directly into the FieldView Cloud at planting, during application, or at harvest. And then once you've got all that information in one place, now we can start to really understand what's impacting performance. And in these challenging economic times, the ability to understand planting, application, and yield, and how all of those things relate to each other, is hugely valuable. Being able to look at a check strip that I left for a fungicide application and understand what the return was. Being able to understand what the best hybrid I had was on my sandy soils is hugely valuable as I plan for next year and look to optimize every dollar I spend and turn that into as much profit as possible.
You know, and especially if you had a year like this year where we got thrown so many, and heck with curveballs, these were knuckleballs. The year was different, it was difficult, it was challenging, but again, tons of data being collected that you can use and learn from, especially if, God forbid, 2020 turns out to be more of the same.
You know, abnormal has become the new normal lately. It's been a challenge as we've looked at the past, you know, 5-10 years here, and being able to understand the implications, the variability in fields. One of the things that you can really look at in a challenging year like this is look for those severe areas of variability in the farm and understand, hey, do I need to be looking back at historical yield maps? What I'd say is don't make a snap judgment on just this year's yield results at all if you planted late or if you were super wet. What you want to do is you want to understand, hey, what did we learn this year? And then compare that to the last 2-3 years of yield maps and really understand, hey, where are the areas of the field that we should be thinking about differently? Should we have a variable rate fertility program? Should we be thinking about variable rate planting of our hybrids? Should we be thinking about a different crop rotation or different products? And FieldView can help you to evaluate all those things at the operation level. And using our field region report technology, getting into an individual field and understanding, hey, for this just this particular area of the field, what am I seeing here?
So as we get ready to go into 2020, what's coming up on the horizon for FieldView that farmers are going to be excited about, to hear about?
You know, we're excited about our FieldView Seed Scripts product, which is our scripting product for corn seed that allows farmers to get a match for their specific genetics they're planting in the field to optimize their planting population. And we're also excited about continuing our Seed Advisor technology trial, which is a technology that helps farmers to understand, based on their operation, what the best portfolio of hybrids is for their operation, then taking that portfolio of hybrids, assigning them to a specific field for the optimal performance, and then providing a variable rate prescription that matches that field to those genetics that are optimized for the farm. We're really excited to continue that beta work and really be able to turn all this data that's coming in into insights using machine learning, artificial intelligence, to help farmers to be able to make the best decision for their farm. Because, you know, we've talked about it already. There's lots and lots of data out there. But I haven't talked to a lot of farmers that are telling me they have lots and lots more time to be able to analyze data. So we need to be able to take that next step to turn data into insights, inform the farmer, and help them make the best possible decision for the farm.
All right, so if there are people out there that maybe haven't used FieldView's technology and have got these piles of data and don't know exactly what to do with it, where do they find more information and how FieldView can help them?
Reach out to your dealer, or you can visit us at www.climate.com. If you're new to FieldView, we're actually running a special right now called Try It Before You Buy It. We'll give you a free one-year subscription and a free FieldView Drive to get you started, because we're so excited about you being able to use the technology.
All right. Anything you want to add before we wrap up?
Now follow us on social media and be safe out there as we continue to close out harvest.
All right. That's Rick Myrup here with Bayer on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.